The Mishnah is Mem Hey Amud Beis in Sanhedrin, the Mishnah of Taliyah, okay, which harks back to many, many years ago when I did this. Okay, who's reading them? Darius, why don't you read today? Yeah, start from the Mishnah again. Tanner, excuse me, Kol Niskalin. So Rabbi Elazar says what? Okay. The Chacham Omrim. Okay. Funny machlokas, right? Weird machlokas. The machlokas is very odd because the machlokas is do you hang them is skila the what do you call that which is the indicator for taliyah? I did it. Or is it these two specific things? What are they arguing about? Like what kind of argument is that? So look at the Gemara. Tanur Banan. Stop. So the Torah says vihumas. Right, which means, and then this Elisa, and then there's a chiyav, there's a mitzvah to hang them. Okay, right. Okay, stop. So what do you see? There's a havamina. The havamina is that you would think that anyone who gets capital punishment, meaning all four capital punishments, gets tliyah, because literally it says vihumas, which sounds like you're dead, right? Anyone who dies. Well, capital punishment. In other words, anyone who gets capital punishment gets tliya, right? That's the first thing you have to answer. What's the havmina? The Gemara says, no, ki kilos Elohim taloi. Ma mikalel. One second. Right now, the havmina is that you would think that every misa, right, requires tliya. Okay? Kamash Milan, no. Now comes the qualification. So it says, kilos Elohim taloi. Ma mikalel. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. So what does that mean?
Just as someone who's Mekalo, right, Kilolos, making connection, Kilolos, Mekalo, right, so just as someone who is Mekalo gets Skila.
Which is who? Which is the Megadev, good.
Therefore, anyone who gets Skila.
Good. Rashi? Well, do the first one. Kika Lasalim. Kalpe Mala. Yeah, Kalpe Mala Li Zacher. Notice what it's amazing there. What's Rashi telling you? What's the purpose of Tliya? I mean, it's amazing. He's right. Okay, but put it in a more legal sense. Like, what does it do?
It's a deterrent.
It's a deterrent. It's a deterrent. It's like, it's people will say, oh my God, look, they hung the guy up. What do you call it? We'll never engage in Megadev. Right. Oh, right. Or something like that. Okay. Now keep going. Ma Mekala B'Skila.
Ma Mekala B'Skila V'Nisla Yitzikwa Salisa Hakosh B'Skila.
Right. So Rebbe Elazar ties it to Skila, meaning Megadev is just an example. Kil Lasalim is an example. The key thing is skila, so therefore every case is skila. But then the Chachamim say what? Stop. Okay. The Chachamim say no. Just like this, Mikala was what? Right. So Rashi says, "Afkol shekafar beikar ein lachal l'rabos ella ovid avodah zarah." All you ever, there's only one other person who's a kafar beikar, and that is an Ovid of Odazar. And then the rest of the Gemara gets into, from a drush standpoint, how they came to the various conclusions. But we don't need that. Right? Any further. That's good. The Hamina is simple. The Hamina is going to say, it says, Vahumas Vesalisa. So what would you think? You think the Torah comes along and says part of the halachic institution of Misa is Tliya. Right? See, that's how you know you're going the right way, because it makes now the Machlokas that much more difficult. Because what's driving them then? That's going to be what's hard. But you're right, of course, vihumas visalisa, which means Talia is part of the institution of capital punishment. So how could you peel it away to skila or something else? Steph, you're right, but you're missing something. What you need to do is you need to show if it's not part of the institution of Misa, so then what is it then?
Right, that's the question.
What is it now? What's it doing? Okay, that just sounds like a game. Like, what's it a part of? I know, but...
Is is it that, you know, this is where the symbolic logic is breaking?
He's on the right track. That's good enough. In other words, think about it. Think about it. We know there's four capital punishments, right? Okay. So if you review them, and we all know that skila is the worst of the four, but if you saw skila as simply being quantitatively the worst of the four, meaning at the end of the day, the guy's dead, then misa would, then skila would have to be part of each capital punishment. What we're trying to, what Chazal trying to do, I mean the Torah is trying to do, but Chazal trying to explain is that, what is skila doing? It's highlighting, let's just take Rav Eliezer, it's highlighting the severity of skila. See, it's taking skila and now it's peeling it away from the other onshin. It's saying skila, it's not just like quantitatively the worst, right? But it stands alone, right? Because it's the only one where you have a deterrence, a public deterrence to this extent of like you're saying, of bizayon to the body, right? So that's telling people that, wow, of all the things you could do, this is a different, the areas of a skila is a much different kind of punishment. All right, so it's not enough just to say it's part of skila. You're right. That's what's happening. I'm trying to get deeper and explain what its function is. Its function is not to be part of capital punishment, but to say you want to know how bad skila is, why it's worse than all the onshim because of this. You understand? That's its function. And that's Rav Eliezer. Rav Eliezer says that in order to demonstrate that skila is qualitatively differentiated as an onesh tliya. What is the chacham response to that? They note. I set up the whole point of contention right there. The Chum can't disagree with that. Is it a din in the onesh or is it in the maisa? Meaning, this avera is the. There's only one avera could ever demand this type of thing. And what is that? Kafra b'ikar. All right. So to show that kafra b'ikar is its same concept is, it's not just the worst quantitatively, but it's differentiated from all other yisurim. Right. Nothing's worse than kafra b'ikar. I mean, it's in the very language itself. So that's why Tliya is there. So it's an amazing idea. So that's why Rashi is so critical here. Tliya, right, it's not a component of the Onesh. Tliya is there to highlight something. It's simply there to demonstrate how bad this thing is. Very unique function. The Torah set it up as a mitzvah, right? Set up as a mitzvah. Okay, is that there is a component here that's a little bit different because it's not just a component of everyone should be scared. It's a component of the fact that the Torah would mandate, in a sense, mutilating this corpse, in other words, which undermines a core sacred value in Yahadis, kavod ameis, that will really, people will be like, wow, that's crazy. Like, that's a really, that will have a certain impact. So now go back to the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says, I love this part, right? Tol ha'ish, ha'ish. Kapeam. So if a male is killed, he is, as you'll soon see, he is unclothed, and his body is facing the people. Okay. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So she's flipped around, right? So you'll see her back. All right. If you walk by the gallows, you would see her back. You wouldn't see her. Go on. Shh, guys. Ish, what? Okay, so now whatever, we'll look at the Gemara in a second, but again, it's also an interesting machlokas, because we have to identify, what's going to be very challenging, what's the challenge in this kind of machlokas? I look at the Gemara yet, what's the challenge? Darius being sarcastic, he's right, meaning, the Havmina meaning, in other words, you would think what? You would think that there should never be differentiation between a male and a female, right? Why would you differentiate between the two? But here's the problem, whatever the defect is, right, whatever that defect is, I mean, this is just simple methodology, whatever the defect is between the defect in having her face the people, the body, right? So the question is, between the two sides, who makes more sense? Well, which one makes more sense? What? Not have them up at all, right? I would say, take yourself out of the risk, right? Whatever the problem here is, we'll get to that. All right, so Gemara's on Mem Vav Amud Aleph, where it says, my timer. Okay, so okay, that's a good drush, right? Yeah. That's right. It says Oso v'Salis Oso v'Lo Osa.
The next one.
Yeah, but what? Yeah, so it says Oso v'Lo Osa. Okay, that's the Chachamim. Rav Eliezer.
Oso v'Lo Susa.
Okay, but he reads Oso. Okay, now look at Rash. Look at Tosfos. Oso v'Lo Susa.
The up of God, and the Mishar Sabi,
So even though from the time that skila takes place, right, the body is not clothed anyway, right? We know they go into the skila naked. What kind of havamina is that? That's a crazy. Like, you would think that after skila, you pick up the corpse, put clothes on it, and then hang it up. Right, so we're going to have a Havi and Maskana here also. I mean, Tosos is giving it away. Tosos is saying, you would think that again, you have to find this halachically. But you would think, leave the corpse as is. Kamash, well, no, you clothe it. Now, before we get to Machlokas, let's define that first. What's the Havi and Maskana in Tosos? Okay? You would think that, hey, body's not clothed after Skila? And this is Darius, that's why you jumped the gun. If this is really part of Skila, as you're saying, like the Onish has not ended yet, so why would you ever think you have to dress the person? All right? Okay, simple hakira, okay? After you hang the body, okay? Excuse me. After skila, what would you think? What's the habmina?
Oh, there's two separate steps.
Because after skila, because what is he now? He's dead. So what? So it's true we have to hang the dead body, but he's a mace. Right, exactly right. He's a mace. So treat him like any other mace. And by any other mace, you have to cover the mace. You have to clothe the body. Well, okay. Why don't you dress the body? Oh, right. Amazing. So that's the raya for what we're saying is correct. In other words, the tliya now is actually the culmination of... let's just take Rav Lezer, make it easier. Of skila, right? It's the culmination. So you have no. So there is no. Even though the body, even though he's dead, there's never a moment of interruption. You have to finish off the punishment, and that's by hanging up the corpse. Beautiful Tosos. All right, now the Gemara is going to go back and forth a little bit here. The Gemara says, "Rabbanon, no, ain't alchinami." No, they agree. Below Ksuso, Ella Amar Kra. Well, now, because that's better. That's ish, below isha, right? So that sounds like, in the case of this type of sin, right? Man and not a woman, okay? Rebbe Lezer, what does he do with v'chiyev ish ma darish be? What's I saying? So it's coming to exclude. So he learns that completely different meter by Ben Saramara, okay? Okay, so before we go further, what's the machlokes? You're going to have to start off by saying that the address of the issue is going to have to be Erva. Now you have something. Now you get to something very difficult here, because now you have these, I can't stand these on the surface, these competing like issues where deterrence alongside Erva, right? You have these competing interests. Good. Okay, good. So one thing we know for sure is when it comes to the Onesh, right? So what, we don't care about Erva there. She's the man or woman's naked when they get skila, right?
Yeah, but no one's watching that. Is everyone watching?
Okay. So the thing is, though, is that when it comes to Tliya, again, what's the objective of Tliya? To be a deterrent, right? The problem, obviously, the Hamin is going to say that since the objective is a deterrent, the Hamin agrees that Erva is a problem, right? Because Erva will do what insofar as the deterrent's concerned? It'll be a distraction, right? Be a distraction. Oh, wait, one second. No. Wow, right, excuse me, I'm sorry. The Havid would say is that it would reinforce the power of the deterrence, right? But I would also argue that in doing that, it also would be a distraction. I mean, you have a feature now, which now has in it two possibilities, right? One of them is it'll increase the deterrence, but it could also be something very distracting.
It's not distracting.
So let's analyze something for a second. Let's analyze what's the significance, right? Why? What's the significance of having? It's an interesting idea of having the body face the people. Let's start with that. Why is that important? That's a step you're gonna have to take, right? Exactly. I said the person, right? So what you do is that, in other words, if Granik is hung up, if let's say Granik commits a Megadev, because that would be you, right? So now when I walk by there, it's not the questions like this. If I walk by there, is it that I see the body or is it that I see Granik? Right now, you can only know it's Granik by seeing his face, because that's how you identify someone. If Granik's flipped around, so to speak, you'd say there's a lock there. For sure. There's a difference between saying a body versus Granik. Okay? There's Granik. He's, what do you call it? Or his body. Right. Okay, so. So if that's the case, now what's the machlokas? Obviously, Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim, what do they agree about? They agree that erva, right, is something that takes away from the deterrent. They've concluded that's the case. Okay? It's a distraction. Yes. Say, you have to say, do you say that the idea of identifying the individual, quote-unquote, person is built in the very tliya itself? So then if I can't do that, then there's no point in doing the tliya, or do I say no? Do I say, in other words, there's a body there. The best way to hang the body is to allow it to be identified with. That's like a kiyum, right? But if I don't have that, I'm still doing tliya. That's the machlokas. There's no such thing as a tliya that is facing backwards. That's not a tliya. Tliya means that the body's facing the people. Right?